have a round pipe that juice would go from that barrel to the pan, and then that's cooked. And that's where molasses would be. That's where molasses would be. And that's on nearly on the same scale now as it was in the olden time.
Hasn't been a change.
Hadn't been much change in it.
When you used to buy molasses in the store, how would it come then after it was made and taken to the store, how would it be in the store?
In what price you mean?
In buckets, wouldn't it?
Yeah, be in buckets. Gallon buckets.
What is a stand of molasses?
What is that now?
What is a molasses stand?
Yeah, the molasses stand. You go to town and buy them and pull them molasses out of them buckets.
And put them in that stand.
And put them in that stand and they're served on table. Tables.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big kid, get to fussing about them. One of them to get it the same, they use all the same kind of molasses stand.
And how did lard come in the store?
Well, in them times, lard.
Come in cans, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they would hold it.
All in cans.
Hold it in cans. I don't know why it was.
Well, would it be packaged or how would it be sold?
Oh, it'd be a 5-gallon can.
Yeah.
I think in them times.
Yeah, you sell much. Sell just by a can. Yeah. How much? Way back in then.
If later on, if you didn't want to buy a whole can, would they sell it to you?
God. Let me see, it seemed like about a gallon. Seemed like, and not mostly the way they would do though, they would measure it up to you out of those cans.
I don't know, been so long back, I don't know how to do it.
Been so long.
They ordered them, put them in cans and post them on.
People would buy
make up their bars,
quarters worth, 50 cents worth.
Would they say that they'd sell it then in bulk? Is that
in bulk, that's what it'd be called.
And around the sides of the barrel, what do you call those things that keep the staves together?
Hoops.
And in a smaller barrel, what do you call that? Nails might come in.
Keg?
Is that a keg?
I think that's about a name for that.
And when you want to fill a bottle of something that's liquid, what do you put in the top of the bottle? After you get it full, what do you use to keep it inside the bottle?
Put a top on it?
Yes, what did you use to keep the whatever it was in the bottle, keep it in?
Well, sometime it'd be a stopper, we'd call it.
And what was that made of?
A cob.
Cob.
And did you ever use glass?
Yeah, the glass top, that'd be on jaws. Well, you know, they use glass in bottles.
You say it was a glass stopper too?
Yeah.
That's glass on jaws.
And